And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
President Trump called off a visit by the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House today due to the dispute over whether NFL players must stand during the playing of the national anthem. Trump said in a statement that some members of the Super Bowl championship team disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem hand on heart. Trump said the team wanted to send a smaller delegation, but fans who plan to attend, quote, deserve better. He said he'll instead be hosting a different type of ceremony with the U.S. Marine Band. Roseanne Starr and executive producer Sarah Gilbert thinks ABC's decision to cancel the show was the right move. Yesterday morning, Gilbert said on The Talk that she was very proud of the show, but stands behind ABC's decision to end the revival. Gilbert was also one of the first to address Barr's tweet. ABC is reportedly thinking of rebooting the show to focus on Gilbert's character, Darlene Connor. Royals, lost 9-6 to the Angels in Anaheim. Moving along. Redheads are finally getting their own set of emojis. They will be part of over 150 new emojis that are rolling out today through Unicode version 11.0. The full list includes characters with curly, gray hair, and bald heads, superheroes, villains, a peacock, a pirate flag, and a bar of soap. I believe I saw toilet paper as well. If you want to check out all the new emojis, we do have the story posted on the KC1021 Facebook page. Give us a like while you're there and help us hit 10,000.
Great. The toilet paper can be combined with the peach butt and the soft serve poop emoji.
Absolutely perfect. Your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
These are the big things we are demanding, America.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Coming up about an hour from now, we're going to open up the vent line here on the show. But first, it's Jen's impossible question.
$25 gift card to Smoothie King up for grabs if you know the right answer to this. Almost 25% of all hiring managers say this is a deal breaker during an interview. What are people doing wrong during the job interviews?
Okay, let's go to the phone, shall we? Starting Shawnee with Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, what do you think?
Is it bad teeth?
Bad teeth?
Yeah, like bad bumps, bad teeth.
Nope, not it.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Daniel in Oak Grove. Good morning, Daniel.
I'd say talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. Not the right answer here, but definitely
help. Don't take the phone out during the interview.
Go ahead and leave that on vibrate. Maybe even off.
And over the park, here's Lane. Good morning, Lane.
Morning. I think it's wearing jeans.
Not wearing jeans, not clothing related. Nope. Okay.
Dress it up if you're going to go to the interview too, right? Over the Blue Springs, rather, here's Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
What do you think?
I'm going to say a visible tattoo.
Oh, interesting. Not the right answer, but do you have any tattoos?
Yes, I do.
What do you have and where?
Well, I got them all over. I got like 8 of them.
Uh-huh. And are they?
Over. Nothing visible.
Though. Okay. See, and I actually thought about that because I have a little tattoo on my back, and I remember when I got it. Okay, I'm going to put it somewhere that it's hidden, from my parents, because at the time I was 19, and I thought, I'm just not going to tell Mom and Dad. So I put it on my back. Yep, not the right answer, though.
But you didn't want people seeing that when you went to an interview? Some places that would work for you, though.
Sure. I mean, it's just a little angel, but yeah, I thought, let me make sure I can keep it hidden.
Right. In KC, here's Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Having tattoos on your face.
Nope, has nothing to do with tattoos.
Pulling the Mike Tyson. Let's go to Shawnee. Jamie, good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Is it showing up late?
Not being late, no.
Thank you.
This would be something you would do when you first got into the interview and perhaps again when you leave the interview. This could happen twice.
Okay.
Right when you first get there and then again when you leave. 25% of all hiring managers say this is a deal breaker during an interview.
Liberty, here's Troy. Good morning, Troy.
How about if you don't shake your hand?
I will give that to you. It's actually a weak handshake, but yeah, that's close enough. The old the dead fish handshake.
Yeah, the old limp.
No good. You got it, though.
Yeah, don't want to hand out the limp noodle. Not good.
That's right. A $25 Smoothie King gift card for you for getting that right this morning. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, guys.
Sure.
All right, you bet. Hold on for 1 second. Joey's got the info. Yeah, it's You do that sometimes when you mess it up. You grab like three fingers of theirs,
right?
You know, so instead of the full hand, you've got like just the middle finger and the ring finger.
Most awkward interview ever was when I came in to interview with you and they hadn't told you I was coming in to interview with you.
Oh yeah, I had no clue.
No clue. They walk me in and they're like, "Hey Brian, here's Jen. Ask her some questions." And you go, "About what?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
what?" And I was like, "Oh, he doesn't even know I'm supposed to be here. What is happening?"
That was amazing. That was pretty amazing.
Goodness, it all worked
Brian,
out.
Okay, Brian, you sit with Jen and talk to her for a little bit. Okay. Great.
About life?
About. Who are you?
Barbecue?
I didn't know you by just looking at you, so
nope.
I couldn't tell who you were.
Nope. No idea.
Hmm.
Got the job, though, so it worked out.
Well, you did, right?
Yay.
It was crazy, but... Yeah, here, just talk to this girl for a little bit.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, jazz saxophonist Kenny G is 62.
Oh, fantastic.
From Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Goldbergs, and Arrested Development, comedian Jeff Garlin is 56. And actor and singer Mark Wahlberg is 47. We broke the news a couple of weeks ago that Wahlbergers is coming soon to Olathe.
Everybody is so super excited by that, not the least of which in my house, my girls who loved Wahlburgers in L.A.
Right, yeah.
And love Marky Mark in general.
I mean, no, he's not going to be there working. Of course not. I'm excited because I've heard that there's some sauce and some sweet potato tater tots that I must have, and I say yes.
I'm telling you, it was pretty good, I got to say. I had the opportunity over the weekend in Dallas to compare Whataburger.
Oh yeah,
with like In-N-Out,
right,
and then Brahms on the way home.
Yep. I'm just gonna let that go as I just heard your diet commercial. I'm gonna let that slide.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was all on plan, people. Right.
You were on vacation.
In-N-Out wins by far.
Dolly Parton is the latest pop culture icon to get a Netflix series. Netflix says Parton will serve as singer-songwriter, executive producer, and will appear in the 8-episode series. Each episode going to be based on one of her songs. The 47-time Grammy Award nominee thanked Netflix for their support and said she hopes the show will inspire and entertain families and folks of all generations. I would totally watch a Dolly Parton show.
Fantastic. You know, they're rebooting 9 to 5.
Yes.
Or they want to.
And I think that the women from before are going to be a part of it, but they are not the women working.
Right,
like, I think maybe they're the bosses this time.
Oh, that might be right.
Kris Jenner just moved into a new mansion in California and got the most amazing housewarming gift from Chrissy Teigen. The model, along with her husband John Legend and a couple of their friends, gave Jenner a custom champagne vending machine. There are only 16
what?
In the U.S. and only 4 of them in private homes, including Jenner's. Jenner, of course, had to post a picture on Instagram with the caption, "When a forklift shows up at my house on Monday morning with a champagne vending machine and an unlimited supply, I'm jumping for joy." And Reese Witherspoon is reportedly in talks to star in a new Legally Blonde movie. Legally Blonde grossed $141 million worldwide back in 2001, while its follow-up, Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, was also a big hit, made $124 million. The films follow Elle Woods as she first goes to Harvard Law School after being dumped by her boyfriend, and then to Washington, D.C. to join the staff of a congresswoman in hopes of passing a bill to ban animal testing.
So they're saying even this will make more than the latest Star Wars solo movie?
It's not doing so good. Not for a Star Wars film.
Yeah.
That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
President Trump is pulling an invitation to the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. In a statement, Trump says the full team is unable to come to the White House as planned today because they disagree with his belief in standing for the national anthem and wanted to send a smaller delegation to the White House. Trump says the Eagles fans who planned to attend, quote, deserve better. Those fans are still invited for a celebration.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
The more children a woman has, the greater the risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. This is according to a new
something we didn't know.
Cambridge University study. Trust me, I just did a 9-day road trip with 2 little girls. Yeah. Those with 5 or more children were 40% more likely to have a serious heart attack in the next 30 years compared to women with just 1 or 2 kids. Women who had 3 to 4 kids were more likely to have serious health implications, but the most significant increase was in those with 5 or more. When I meet parents of five or more, I immediately just feel like, I'm sorry. Like, how can I help? What can I do? Can I babysit for you for a day? What? How can I buy you something?
But they chose to have that many kids.
I mean, I know, but it stresses me out because two seems like a lot.
Oh, God, can you imagine you with five kids?
No.
I mean, Joey, could you imagine her with five kids?
No. Oh, no,
no,
not
no.
at all.
Oh. The two that you have stresses me out.
Women regularly get more disgusted than men. This is according to a new study. I love this study. Researchers asked 2,500 people to rate how revolted they were by 75 different scenarios, including stepping barefoot on a slug and accidentally using someone else's roll-on deodorant. To me, that's not so bad.
Okay.
They found that women consistently rated the situations more disgusting than men. The difference between the two genders is likely to stem from the biological fact that women can only have a limited number of children, and so they must pick their partners very carefully, whereas men's reproduction is limited only by the number of women that they're able to seduce.
We'll say yes.
Men are therefore more inclined to risky behavior. Stepping barefoot on a slug.
I think that we should take this survey independently, and I bet we will find that I am more disgusted than you are.
Yeah, because when we did Face Your Fears Friday, we made you stick your hand into boxes. You had no idea what was inside. And all it was like wet gummy worms, and you were losing your mind.
The worst thing in the world.
And a Florida couple says their patio furniture was rearranged by a decorative alligator. Mary Charbonneau found her patio furniture gathered at the front door. She asked her husband, Mike, if he moved it to mow the lawn. He said no. So the couple reviewed their home security footage, revealed that a large alligator was the culprit. The footage shows the alligator with one of the chairs stuck to its head as it thrashes around until the chair falls off. Alligator's pretty common in that area, which has a lot of ponds. That is your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
Disgusted. Yeah, I would be disgusted by a slug, too.
Barefoot.
Gross.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Tuesday mornings, we open up the vent line, 816-576-7102. You can text or call your first world problems, your complaints. I have a quick one. You know, I don't have a lot of nice stuff. I don't have a big fancy house. I have hand-me-down furniture, you know. But it's been almost 2 years ago now, I bought a brand new car. And that car is my baby. I love my car.
Right. She wipes it with a diaper.
Yesterday, I walk out of the store and I look and I go, maybe that's some bird dew on there. I go, nope, somebody had opened their car door and slammed it into my rear driver's side door.
Oh, no.
And took off and just left their car paint right all over my car.
That's heartbreaking.
And there's nothing you can do. It's, you know, at that point, nobody's parked next to me. They just got in, slammed their door right into mine and then left.
Right.
That's my vet for today.
You know, that's funny. My aunt in Dallas was telling me about she backed into a $100,000 Porsche a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and her friends that she was out to lunch with, and they were like, nah, you can't even see it. Just it's okay. Just go. And my aunt, she's an honest person like the rest of us, and she left her name, and this guy calls her screaming, it's a Porsche. You know what you're doing? And she's like, look. I'm going to pay for it. It's fine.
Right.
Be okay.
That's what insurance is for.
Yeah.
That's why we have it.
Then he calmed down. He got it fixed. It was fine. He called her back. He's like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah.
I just hate that someone does it and then takes off and leaves it.
Well, it's your escape. You don't have a $100,000 Porsche.
No, I don't. Absolutely not. But it is a new car, and I'm still making payments every month on it. It's a big deal to me. It is a Porsche in my mind.
Well, sure. Absolutely. No, it's frustrating for anybody. Mary Kay and Olathe is hanging on. By the way, you can join the fun, 816-576-7102 by text or call us. The vent line always open on Tuesdays. Mary Kay and Olathe, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you've got a vent for us today?
First thing this morning, I'm in line at McDonald's, and the lady in front of me, she's smoking a cigarette. She throws her butt out the window so I can smell her smoke, and it was the perfect opportunity to do what I've always wanted to do. Go out there, pick it up, hand it back to her, and tell her that the world is not her ashtray.
Oh, you didn't.
I chickened out.
Oh.
And I even had a second chance. She pulled into the grocery store, and she was going to park. And I thought, well, now I can pull up to her and tell her. And I didn't do it.
Oh.
Makes me so mad when people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of any kind. I mean, the cigarette butts,
disgusting.
Pop bottles, whatever.
Yeah, yes. Not to mention the fire hazard of that, but yeah.
I know.
My yard, just coming back from vacation, our yard had Sonic trash in it, also beer cans. Like,
I
hey,
know.
Man.
Isn't it? I have to pick up trash all the time, too, and cigarette butts. I don't know.
Yep.
Like I said, the world's not your ashtray.
Well, great stuff, Mary Kay. Thanks for venting this morning. That's awesome.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, you too. See ya.
Bye.
I just wish she had the stones to go up there and put that cigarette butt back in the car.
Take your vents. 816-576-7102. You can text or call.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Vent line is open for Tuesday morning. It's when we open it up for vents.
Text or call 816-576-7102. I was talking about how yesterday I came out from the store and realized somebody had slammed their car door into mine. And we got a text that said, you know, you can use a magic eraser to get the paint off your car. Comes right off from the other vehicle. Yes, however, the dent will not come out with the magic eraser.
Oh, but get a suction cup for that.
Sure.
Pull that sucker right
out. Yeah, because that's my job to fix their mistake. That's my vent today. From
you
the text line.
You could not park by anybody. You could walk like 6 blocks to the grocery store, right?
No, and I don't actually think it happened at that store. I think I just saw it coming out. I think it happened here in this building.
Oh, that I truly believe.
Because
yes.
Nobody was parked right next to me at the store, but somebody was parked here yesterday. Also from the text line, I was on vacation a few weeks ago, and I never take vacation. A coworker sent an email for me to work on a project for him in a very bossy manner. Didn't have a great start to my vacation. Ugh. And yes, text line, people just need to learn how to drive. Yep.
Yeah, that's why. I get that about checking emails on vacation. I mistakenly looked at mine on Friday about an incident that happened here, and I'm going... Still to this day, the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
No.
Why? I don't need this. I don't need this in my life now that I'm back to work.
Let alone when I'm trying to have some vacation. 576-7102, text or call. Vent line is open.
Deb, good morning. You've got a vent.
Yes, I am tired of seeing all these expired tags, especially paper tags. The majority of them are Kansas City, Missouri, and I've mentioned it to the police department, and they don't care. They don't have time.
Tracking down all the expired tags people don't want to pay for.
Yeah, I do notice a lot of that stuff. We saw when we were on vacation last week, a ton of people with just no license plates, just nothing.
Wait,
just
what?
Just driving, yes. And this, I mean, we covered Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, so we were going everywhere. Just people driving with, like, the dealer plate, like, promoting the dealership.
Right.
And no actual license plate. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we can do that now.
That's... Oh, I've seen that too, Jen, and it always annoys me. It's always, like, something like it's John Deere, but it's,
right.
I can't see who it is.
No. From the text line, Jen, don't use a magic eraser on your car. It'll damage your finish. Trust me, I'm not touching anything.
Conflicting reports there.
I'm touching nothing
this
on my car.
This one, not so much a vent, but I like this. This guy says, hey, shout out to you guys. We're talking about Cobra Kai, the YouTube series a couple of weeks ago. And yes, I had a dad mention this at the talent show right before school ended. He said it's fantastic. Check it out.
Yes, Cobra Kai is the new Karate Kid.
That's right.
The updated
it's like
reboot.
The pickup series, yeah.
A good friend of mine watched it, said it, you have to see it. And there are free ways to watch it. You can get like a free month trial. So
we have
to do that so that we can watch all the episodes.
That's what this dad I was talking with, Johnny, said, yeah, we got a free trial. There's nothing else worth watching on there but Cobra Kai, but it was great.
Oh, on the subject of cigarettes, my boyfriend and I recently hosted his family for his birthday barbecue. They all smoke, and now my front and back patios are covered in cigarette butts. I was annoyed, but then I found out the boyfriend told him it's okay. Now I'm the one picking up the butts out of the yard.
No. It should be his job, my friend. Let's go to Robert and Casey Moe. Robert, you get a vent? Wow.
You know, I got kids from my ex-wife, and one is graduating. You know, unfortunately, I can't make it, and I'm pressured by my brothers for me to make it over there. They can't understand that. You know, I work. I'm the only one working. I can't leave for one day. I know how important it is for my daughter to graduate. and for me to be there. But at the same time, you got to understand, some people just can't make it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just getting pressure. Like, they're trying to make me feel bad, you know, not going and stuff. And it just puts pressure in my head.
Yeah, no, that's frustrating.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't let them do that. I mean, you got to work. You got to do what you can. The person that you've got to get that straight with is your daughter. I mean, as long as she understands and...
If the graduate understands, yeah, then you're good.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Man. Text line, I had a garage sale a couple weeks ago. A guy walked into my garage smoking, then got offended when I told him to take it outside. And no, you don't walk into my house as a stranger and make your rules. It's not going to work.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
From the text line, my son has been at summer camp for 5 days. 4 of those 5 days, he has lost or forgotten something at camp. Yep.
Oh, texter. Yes.
I had one of my dogs poop on the floor this morning. Yuck. Thank you, text line. Also from the text line, I hate it when you're in rush hour traffic and you got people swerving in and out thinking they're getting a better position just to come to a complete stop and not realize where they're going, then move all the way over to the far lane to take the exit that they were going to miss. Mm-hmm. And to the texter that wrote in and said, these problems are ridiculous. Yes, that's the point of the segment. These are silly first world complaints. We're well aware that cigarette butts are not the end of the world, but it's first world problems.
It is.
The silly vents. 816-576-7102.
I can sure relate to my kid forgetting stuff. Oh, man, that is every day of our lives.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Who tweeted it from the show? It's a game we're playing this morning.
We all have Twitter accounts. If you would like to follow the radio station, we are at KC102 Radio. But we all tweet things on our own. You have to guess who tweeted it this morning. Your chance to win Escape Belle Biv DeVoe SWV tickets. That show coming to Sprint Center in July.
It's always a fun game. Learn a little bit about the people on the show.
Something from Joey the producer, something from Shaylee the millennial. Could be from Truda, or it could be from me, Jen.
All right, let's start. First things first. In KC, it's Lakeisha. Good morning, Lakeisha.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing so far?
Oh, not too bad.
All right, let's get started and see if you can figure out who tweeted it. Who wrote, I took notes during a meeting today, and I apparently wrote the words Muppet Babies for no reason at all. You think that was Shaylee the Millennial, Joey the Producer, Brian Truda, or myself, Jen? Took notes during a meeting today and apparently wrote the words Muppet Babies for no reason at all.
How about Jen?
It was not me. It does sound like something I would
like
write.
Sounds like something any of us would actually write.
Joey, do you remember tweeting that?
I do, and I do remember writing Muppet Babies, and I do not know why I wrote Muppet Babies.
Who was rambling during that meeting? Was that Truda?
That was you?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think it might have just been like something to write down.
Was that our staff meeting here?
Probably.
So this is what happens when I give my little presentations and you guys look like you're busy taking notes. You're writing Muppet Babies, huh?
Most of the time, I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
Usually, this is one time I wrote Muppet Babies.
Usually, Shaylee and I both have our laptops off, so it looks like we're like taking notes and paying attention, but we're actually sending each other messages like, oh my God, make him stop.
The XY coefficient of this ratings point means...
But hang on the line, because you could still win the tickets. Everybody could get it wrong.
Really paying attention to me there. In Oak Grove, it's Anissa. Good morning, Anissa.
Good morning.
All right, Anissa, who tweeted it? It says, this may be my last tweet. I'm going to the escape room at the Beast Haunted House. I may die. Hashtag terrified. Was that Shaylee the Millennial, Brian Truda, or myself, Jen?
Jen.
No, not me.
It was me.
Shaylee the Millennial. I didn't even know they had an escape room at the Beast.
Well, we got a little sneak preview, and they're going to be doing it probably later this summer. And let me tell you, it's going to be worth it. It's worth the wait.
So are you locked in the room with, like,
it's like a normal
things?
Escape room. Oh. And that was my first question. I was like, listen, if there's a clown that comes out, I'm out. I'm out. I'm just telling you. You will see me freak out like no other.
Face your fears. Yeah.
There wasn't. Not in the one I was in.
Okay.
And she said, but you haven't went to all of them. And she winked. And I'm like, oh, that's just mean. That's just cruel.
Oh, do we get to experience this somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you say if you broke out or not?
I did. Yes, we did.
Well done.
Yes.
I'm
it's definitely worth
it. Escape room at the Beast. All right. So she didn't get it right either. Still in the running for the tickets. We've got one more tweet.
All right. Ronnie's in Bates City. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well.
All right, Ronnie, who tweeted it? That moment when you're borrowing money from your 8-year-old for dinner. Hashtag parenting.
Brian Truda.
Yes, that was absolutely Brian Truda.
Just follow me.
Brian, a.k.a. Trudaform on Twitter.
By the way, I'm going to need to borrow that $50 I gave her back this pay period.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? I've seriously gone to their piggy banks more times than I can count and been like, I just need $5, $10.
And they need to confiscate.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ronnie's the only one who got it right. You get the tickets.
All
Escape
right.
Belle Biv DeVoe, SWB. You'll be at that show at Sprint Center in July.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. Yep. That's us borrowing money from our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, she wanted to go to the Big Biscuits, so.
That's money well spent.
So we'll go if you pay. Oh, by the way, can I buy gas on the way there with your money?
Daddy's going to need another $5, $10.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The Miss America pageant is getting a major makeover. The annual Atlantic City Beauty Competition is scrapping its swimsuit and evening gown competitions. Instead, the emphasis will be on brains over beauty, with contestants urged to wear whatever makes them feel confident. Gretchen Carlson, who chairs the organization's board of trustees, made the announcement on ABC's Good Morning America today, saying that Miss America is no longer a pageant, but a competition. Can you imagine, Shaylee, if we got to pick whatever made us feel confident?
Yoga pants and
a Hello KU sweatshirt
right.
from 27 years ago. That's where I'm comfy and confident.
Hair in a top knot, the whole works.
I think this is a good choice. This is a good thing.
Wait, comfortable or confident? That's
well,
different.
They said confident, but for me, what I feel comfortable in is what makes me confident, right? So
yeah.
The bigger the sweatpants, the better.
Now I want some equality. I want a guy's pageant. Come on. And I can wear what makes me confident, which is this exact thing here. My khaki shorts and a stupid shirt every day.
Come on. We all know you take your pants off the second
right.
you walk in
oh,
the door
I
at
do.
Home.
Yeah, no question. Right.
We don't need to see that pageant.
Yeah.
Roseanne star and executive producer Sarah Gilbert thinks ABC's decision to cancel the show was the right move. Yesterday morning, Gilbert said on The Talk that she was very proud of the show, but stands behind ABC's decision to end the revival. Gilbert was also one of the first to address Barr's tweet. ABC is reportedly thinking of rebooting the show to focus on Gilbert's character, Darlene Connor.
I think it should focus on the Afghan on the couch.
Hey, Royals lost 9-6 to the Angels in Anaheim. And Redheads finally getting their own set of emojis. They're going to be part of over 150 new emojis that are rolling out today. The full list includes characters with curly gray hair, bald heads, superheroes, villains, a peacock. There's even toilet paper. Finally, the toilet paper emoji. Apple, Android, Twitter, Facebook, and Google will all have to download the Unicode update to make them available to their users.
Oh, finally, I can talk about Ed Sheeran in emoji.
Yes. If you want to check out all the new emojis, we do have the story posted on the KC1021 Facebook page. Give us a like while you're there. Help us hit 10,000.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's time to play Think and Sync.
We'll try to match up our answers. If we get one right, line one is the winner. If we get two right, line two is the winner. So on and so forth. As we play a round of Think in Sync for these Kansas Lottery Scratcher tickets. You guys ready? Shaylee's stretching,
mm-hmm.
moving the neck around.
We're good.
Feeling good.
Yep.
Start with Shaylee and Joey this morning.
Okay.
Something you associate with summer in 3, 2, 1.
Pool. Sun.
Ooh, Joey said pool. Mm. Shaylee said sun.
It's very vague.
Not a match.
All right.
Joey and Truda, let's see if you're thinking in sync. Something needed to play tennis in 3, 2, 1.
Racket.
Ah, there mm-hmm. we go. Finally won. All right.
I could have said those little white shorts.
That's
dudes look good in them.
Are the balls yellow
they,
or
though?
Green, by the way? Have you seen that little controversy on Facebook?
Oh, is this Yanni or Laurel?
Yes.
The color?
Are tennis balls version. Yellow or green?
They're yellow.
The debate continues.
Yellow.
Yellow, green.
Truda and Shaylee fill in the blank. Party blank. Party blank. In 3, 2, 1.
Animal.
What? What did
what?
Either one of you say?
I said on.
Oh.
Animal.
Party animal and party on. Oh, I was going to say party
get
pooper
together.
Myself. Not a
party
match.
Party on Wayne. Party on Garth.
That's why I thought you would say that.
I think it's funny that
I just thought of it.
Shaylee and Joey end up with this question.
Uh-oh.
A shoe size for a male basketball player.
Oh, boy.
shoe size for a male basketball player. Let's just assume NBA to make it all even. In 3, 2, 1.
16. 15.
16 and 15. Wow.
Wow.
So we got one right. There was one match, which means line one is the winner of $30 in Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets, plus an instant finalist for the grand prize.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Who is this?
Tammy.
Good morning.
Hi, Tammy.
Hello.
Would you like to choose Team Jen, which if you won that for the grand prize. Oh, can you not hear us, Tammy?
Oh, I can hear you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. There we go. All right, if you're Team Jen, you end up winning tickets to see Cyndi Lauper. You get a pedicure, a Target gift card, Starbucks gift card, plus $100 more in scratcher tickets. Or if you'd like to be Team Truda, Home Depot, Quick Trip, movie passes, a round of Top Golf, and some more scratcher tickets. Which team would you like to choose?
Oh, my goodness. This is rough. I think I'm going to have to be Team Jen today.
Ooh, Team Jen. All right. Either
Girl
way.
Power.
That's right. No matter what, you already have won $30 in Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets, and you're now a finalist for that grand prize.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info.
I got my guys yesterday, like I said. Winner on Natalie's show, I was in the car, and he picked Team Truda.
Hey, I'd be happy to win.
Smart guy.
Either thing. All of those sound good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Gift cards, yes. Whatever. I'll take it all.
The Starbucks card does sway a little bit more towards the ladies.
Yeah, and I do love me some Target, which is why I threw that in there.
Yeah.
You can always spend money there. Those all dollar bins will suck you in every time, I'm telling you.
But Top Golf is so fun.
Top Golf is fun.
That does sound fun right now.
All right, when's your next chance to win those, Shaylee?
You can win them with Jackie.
Jackie Lucky between 10 and 3 today. Your next shot for the Kansas Lottery tickets.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, jazz saxophonist Kenny G is 62. From Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Goldbergs, and Arrested Development, comedian Jeff Garlin is 56. And actor and singer Mark Wahlberg is 47. Yes, Wahlberger's coming soon to Olathe. We are all ready.
So are my girls.
Yes. Dolly Parton, the latest pop culture icon to get a Netflix series. Netflix says Parton is going to serve as singer-songwriter, executive producer, and will appear in the 8-episode series. Each episode is going to be based on one of her songs. 47-time Grammy Award nominee thanked Netflix for their support, said she hopes the show will inspire and entertain families and folks of all generations. How has this not happened already? Dolly Parton should have had her show a long time ago.
It's a relatively new thing, I think, though. Netflix, all these people are getting shows. But Dolly, she's a great one.
I will watch
in more movies.
Every one of these 8 episodes. Kris Jenner just moved into a new mansion in California and got an amazing housewarming gift from Chrissy Teigen. The model, along with her husband John Legend and some of their friends, gave Jenner a custom champagne vending machine. There are only 16 in the U.S., only 4 of them in private homes, including Jenner's. Jenner posted a picture on Instagram, had the caption, "When a forklift shows up at my house on Monday morning with a champagne vending machine and an unlimited supply, I am jumping for joy."
I am so jealous.
Take note, my birthday is August 1st. I'm just saying.
You're going to be in Disney World, sorry.
Well, this could be waiting for me when I get home.
Mm.
Plenty of time for the forklift to drive on over.
So could Chrissy Teigen.
That's okay. Forget the champagne. I'll take John Legend. Reese Witherspoon reportedly in talks to star in a new Legally Blonde movie. Legally Blonde grossed $141 million worldwide back in 2001, while its follow-up, Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde, was also a big hit, made $124 million. The films follow Elle Woods as she first goes to Harvard Law School after being dumped by her boyfriend, and then, of course, to Washington, D.C. to join the staff of a congresswoman in hopes of passing a bill to ban animal testing. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on The Show.
Did you just give a synopsis of Legally Blonde?
I did.
I never broke it down that way.
Really? Did you ever see it?
I did see it, yeah.
I'm just wondering how they would redo it now. Because, I mean, let's be honest, she's my age. So are we still following her? Are we following her daughter? Where does this go from here? Do we continue to follow the career of Elle Woods?
Well, and if it also follows the sequel was not good.
Yeah, let's maybe we
let's
go
just
ahead
say that.
Let's call 2 and 2 and leave it there, you know.
She becomes the sorority mom.
She's the house.
She could.
The house mom. All right, that's going to wrap the show for today.
More stuff to give away the rest of the week, including more of those Kansas Lottery scratcher tickets, concert tickets, and gift cards. It's all happening all week long.
And, of course, we're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We play Gen X versus Millennial on Wednesdays. There we go. You guys have a good day.
We'll see ya.
Better get a nap.
It's not even 9 o'clock yet. You need a nap?
Yes, I do, actually. Gone and close
the curtains. The show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.